to a brand spanking new edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a very skintastic top five for you. What is that top five, Steve?
We are counting down our top five body lotions.
Woo!
No, we are counting down our top five tattoos that we would actually get on our bodies all at the same time.
All at the same time.
Yes, we'll get into the details later, but in the meantime, let's start the show.
Steve, you made it out alive. It's the second week in a row with Metal Gear Solid 5. I'm surprised to see you up and about.
I'm surprised. Wes, I only have a few minutes. I really have got to get going.
Well, let's get to the top five. What's our top five of the week?
Well, too bad. It's over.
Oh, okay. Well,
thanks, everyone. I'm loving it, dude. It's so good.
Have you gotten any sleep? Because right now you're looking at me with eyes half droopy.
I've slept a little bit.
All right.
A little bit.
All right.
Yeah, man. It is excellent. I have not been this wrapped up in a game in a long time.
Sure, sure.
Much more wrapped up than I was in Arkham Knight.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked Arkham Knight a lot. Metal Gear 5 is way better, I think.
Okay. What makes it so good?
It is such a departure from the traditional way of a Metal Gear game.
So is it a first-person shooter?
No. It's like a Grand Theft Auto / Red Dead / Metal Gear, and it's fantastic. It works so well with the mechanics of the game. It's fantastic.
Tell me that you could put Solid Snake, or Big Boss. Is it Big Boss?
It's Boss, yeah.
Tell me you can put Big Boss in a cowboy hat. And give him a six shooter.
I'm sure you can at some point. Not right now, though.
Ah, man.
Not
work
right
on
now.
It. Work on it.
The new development, and this isn't a spoiler. So I think it's pretty obvious. So very early in the game, you find this. You're like running through the countryside here of Afghanistan, and you find a little dog. This little like wolf / something puppy.
D-Dog?
D-Dog.
I've heard all about D-Dog.
D-Dog. You find, but you don't, it doesn't have a name at this point. Yeah. So you're running to this other mission and you hear this barking. He's like, what's that barking? And you find this little puppy by your feet. And Colonel Miller comes in over the intercom. He's like, boss, you've got missions to do. I mean, you can do whatever you want with this dog, but we've got to get these missions done. So I feel like probably everybody, saves the dog. Like,
of course.
I don't know why you wouldn't. So you save the dog. And then you come back to base a couple missions later, and when you land on the helipad, there's this little adorable puppy that runs up to you and starts by, he's like, woof, woof, woof. And I was like, and then one of your guys like, she's going to be a fine companion one day. Her training's going well. And then you do a few more missions, and you come back, and she's a full-grown wolf / husky dog, and she goes out on missions with you. And it's awesome.
Well, that's what happened when we got our puppies.
Right?
We went to work a few days of leaving the puppy at home, came back, it was a combat dog.
So that's why I'm actually suing Konami, because they're stealing my life story.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have named your dog D-Dog.
I know.
Oh, man.
So that was just another little wrinkle to make this game excellent. Just, it's so good.
Another little wrinkle to the ball sack of Metal Gear Solid 5.
To the expansive ball sack that is.
I want to point out we're less than 5 minutes in. We've already hit the ball sack talk.
Speaking of ball sacks.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if we talked about this before, but I just saw this right as I was leaving the house to come over here and do the podcast.
Was it a black gentleman wearing no pants and walking down the sidewalk?
No.
Oh, well, I saw that earlier.
Actually, I think what I'm about to describe is actually more horrifying.
Oh, okay.
I know you and I are not ones for the show Dancing with the Stars.
Are you kidding? Yeah, you're right.
Guess who is on this year's Dancing with the Stars? I honestly cannot pick a better person to go on.
David Bowie.
Nope.
Okay. Jay Leno.
Gary Busey.
Oh my God.
Gary fucking Busey is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no.
I mean, is there any way he makes it through the first day?
No.
There's no way, right?
No, there's not. The partner they put him with is going to quit.
I mean, there has to be the worst odds ever to win the Dancing with... I'm sure you can bet on it somewhere. There's no way Gary Busey gets out the first day.
Dude, what if he is like a fleet-footed son of a bitch? He just dances like an angel.
He's like Kevin Bacon from Footloose?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I just can't. I cannot see it. I will not see it. But I will say this is the most intrigued I've ever been by Dancing with the Stars.
Wait, where does a ball sack come into this?
Well, because he's just like a big ball sack.
Oh, see, I thought you meant a literal ball sack. Earlier when I was coming out of Target with my coffee, there was this black gentleman exiting a car, going into his apartment, no pants. I'm like, what's that swinging between his legs?
Oh, as in no pants, no underwear either.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just
nude.
Just a ball sack swinging.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is ballsy.
That is. So I don't know if he was still running around out there and you happened to catch him.
No.
But that's what happened.
Wow.
I know. He's also going to be on this season of Dancing with the Stars.
Performing Big Dick Swingers is the neighborhood guy and this lucky lady.
Well, you're playing this fantastic game.
Yes.
I blew through another fantastic game by the name of Limbo.
Oh, yeah.
This game you and I played through about a few years ago now, and it was a PS Plus free game last month. Still holds up, but I was able to blow through it in like 2 or 3 hours because all the puzzles just came back to me. It was great. But now I'm kind of wrapping up a bunch of those older PS Plus games that have been sitting on my PlayStation hard drive. Started playing Mousecraft, which is a decent puzzle game.
Oh, God.
Steve, open your heart to these games.
No, man.
Yes.
This is the difference between you and I. You love these little shitty mouse games.
They're not shitty.
And I am a triple A kind of dude. Give me Metal Gear. Give me Batman. Give me GTA. I will play them when they come out, not 3 years later like you.
Well, you're only doing yourself a disservice. Because...
Well, I was sitting here playing Minesweeper, and it's pretty cool.
I also started playing through this game called Rain, which is a little too artsy for its own good, but it's a decent game for a free game. But after I wrap up Rain, I'm diving into the depths of Guacamelee, which I am very excited.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Steve, come on now.
What?
Can you give it a little more than a... Yeah, it's all right.
I'm not a big fan of like 2D side-scrolling games in general.
Okay.
It's just not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to live in a three-dimensional world.
And you are a three-dimensional girl.
That's me. That's look at these boobs.
Oh, whoa!
Three dimensions!
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. I love these little games, and, yeah, you know, I'm just happy all the time, whereas you're happy a few times every 3 years.
No, it's not true. That's not true. I get, especially this time of year, I start getting happy with video games, because they're, you know, it's coming up to holiday season, so all the big releases generally are coming out now. So,
mm-hmm.
I said, I've got Batman that took me straight into Metal Gear.
Sure.
Metal Gear will take me straight into Fallout.
Oh, that's true.
And then I'll be good.
And then you're going to get a PC. You're going to get an XCOM 2. No.
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 I shouldn't say officially. I've 90% laid that to rest for now.
You're going to steal a PC.
Yes.
Then you're going to buy XCOM 2.
Yep.
Got it. Nail it.
No, man, I'm going on... I got a trip over the winter that costs some dollars.
Going to Iowa?
Baby, you know it. The luxury that is Iowa.
Going to the fantastic land of Dubuque.
Oh, man. All-inclusive, though.
Oh.
I'm going all-inclusive Dubuque.
You got the Holiday Inn package?
Oh, man, you would not believe this continental breakfast. Raisin Bran and Fruit Loops, baby.
Woo!
And I can have as much as I want until 10 o'clock.
Oh, man. I didn't know you were such a high roller.
It's all-inclusive, man.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Then we're going to go on some corn mazes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the best time of year for it. The winter.
And then, you know, we're going to sit around.
Gonna pass a jug of moonshine
and
around.
And then we're going to keep looking at our watches till we can go home. But we're going to do it for 12 days. It's going to be awesome.
Notice you said watches, because there's no cell phone reception.
Oh, God, no.
No.
No. In fact, if they catch you with a cell phone, they lock you away.
They shoot on sight.
Shoot on sight.
With the devil's box.
Man, can't wait. So that's going to cost me some dollars. So sure. I can't buy things I want to buy because I have this hellacious trip to Iowa.
Save up the bail money.
So, but I do have this. I have a trip in the winter that, as I said, costs some dollars.
Okay.
So I can't be dropping essential, you know, somewhere between $600 to $1,000 on a PC. So.
Oh.
I know.
I'm sorry.
And me too.
Steve, do you want a hug?
No, I want XCOM 2.
I can't give that to you.
You can, you just won't!
Well, sir, anything else exciting going on in your life right now?
No, I'm just a boring fart of a man.
That's right. Well, I finally... Well, are you ready for the next chapter of Wes's stupid mouth?
Wes's stupid mouth has got him in trouble.
That's right. I finally got the gum grafts done. And, oh boy, nothing exciting to report about the procedure. It was over an hour. I was totally numb. They didn't put me out, by the way.
Ugh.
They just gave me a bunch of shots in my mouth.
Yes, that's, they did. And it was actually the guy down the street wearing no pants. Plenty of shots in my mouth.
For some reason, totally numb inside. Yeah, and so they, you know, they cut away some of my upper palate.
Oh, my God.
They put it on my teeth where the gums should be. And they stitched it in there. And after they stitched it in, you know, 90 minutes later, they were like, hey, do you want to see it? I was like, no. This Frankensteinian monstrosity that you put in my oral cavity? How dare you, madam? Give me the bandage and let me go.
Just wrap my entire head in gauze.
God. But the post gum graft, it's been a little rough.
The PGG?
The PGG. No solid foods, of course. I can't brush my teeth, which sucks, using a lot of mouthwash. A lot of mouthwash. And the other night, one of the stitches popped out of my upper palate, and I woke up in a pool of blood.
I mean, that's not funny.
It's kind of... I woke up, and my face was sticking to my pillow.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there was blood all over my sheets and my blanket. And I looked up. I got up, and I looked at where I was laying. It looked like a murder scene.
Oh, man. See, this is when you... It would be much funnier if someone, like your landlord, just decided to pop in for some reason. Like... It's like, oh, Wes, by the way,
I got blood all the way down one side of my face. Like, what?
Is that what you say?
Yeah. What?
It's just blood.
Just blood.
It's like a really bad vampire.
Yeah.
God, that truly sounds horrific, man.
Well, it's a bunch of horrors, so that is appropriate.
My mouth is that of nightmares.
That's right. And the thing is, when I can finally start brushing my teeth again...
Which is how long?
Next Thursday, not this coming Thursday.
Oh, no.
I know. I have headshots the next day.
Oh.
So I'm thinking about pushing them back.
Because right in the middle of your headshot, like, all right, Wesley, give me a smile. Blood just explodes out of your face.
People running everywhere, and I'm like, what?
They show you the proofs of your shot. It's just you, this smile, and just like a geyser of blood. You know what, Wes? It seems like you're not getting a lot of callbacks on these auditions. It's weird. It's weird.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's could it be the geyser of blood?
No. Actually, that's in the pro category for you.
That sets me apart. Well, Steve, since you're a boring fart of a man,
that's me.
Let's go ahead and move into the emails from last week's top five, which was an interesting idea. Last week was our top five qualities we wanted in our creator wrestler. So we had some emails written in. First of all, Duncan Parker Newton Gaines. He writes in, this is a top five right up my alley, as I am still a massive wrestling fan today. Here are the traits I would steal to create Duncan Furious.
Ooh.
I know. I don't think Wes the wrestler.
Well, it's way worse than Steve the wrestler.
His number five is the promo ability of Mick Foley.
The promo ability. Yeah,
do you remember those Mick Foley promos?
Not really.
Oh, man. He was great at just capturing a mood, and they were so different than everybody else because, you know, everybody else would just scream into the mic. But especially as Mick Foley, as Mankind, he would do these creepy, like, especially when Mankind's deal was that he was insane.
Yeah.
So he'd, like, be huddling in a corner or something, like, I can't wait to rip your face off, or whatever he said. And it was... It was great, dude.
Cool.
It was great. His number four is the daredevil attitude of Shane McMahon. Dude was willing to do anything to entertain the fans.
Interesting.
I know.
Interesting. I understand the daredevil mentality. I would not pair that with Shane McMahon, though.
Well, Shane McMahon was crazy. He wasn't a very good wrestler, but he would do anything.
Awesome. I mean,
you jump off a top rope and dropkick a garbage can into a dude?
Nice.
Sure. Number three is the timing of Mr. Perfect. He was never out of position. His taunt where he would spit out his gum and then slap it away before it hit the ground that he never missed to his ability to prevent tragedy in the ring. Then he attaches a video where Chris Jericho messes up the lion salt and Mr. Perfect uses his knees to prevent him from landing right on his neck.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Great picks.
Nice.
His number two is, my finisher would be a combination of the poison mist, a la the great Muta or Tajiri, followed by Gangrel's Impaler DDT.
Whoa.
Holy shit, dude.
Remind me to never wrestle Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Or Duncan Furious.
Or Steve the Wrestler.
Oh, boy. His number one is the entrance of Shinsuke Nakamura. Possibly the greatest wrestler on the planet right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'll take the massive fan of wrestling's word for it.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's better than The Rock's mic skills.
Are you kidding me? That is not better. The Rock's mic skills is probably the number one answer, period.
Well, I'm saying that any yahoo has barely seen wrestling can pick the...
Did you say yahoo?
Yeah.
I believe it is Yahoo.
Yahoo! Oh, good. A minor key.
Sorry, fine. We'll make it sharp. You bastard. We'll do some sharps.
But my point is, like, everyone and their mother would pick The Rock's mic skills.
But that's because he's so far and away the best at it. So far and away the best at it.
Okay.
All right, you son of a bitch.
You know what? You're right.
You know what? We finally have one we agree with on our list, and now you have to go and poo-poo it? This is ridiculous. Wes the Wrestler? This is why Steve the Wrestler is going to put you down with a balls-on-neck face musher. Look out.
Oh, man.
That's right.
But our last email is written in by Brian. He says... His number five is the Undertaker's smoke entrance.
Is that the regular Undertaker entrance?
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome.
I love it when the Undertaker varies his stuff up. I remember, I think it was WrestleMania 14, where he just had a bunch of druids come out with torches to form a line. He just walked through them in this crazy Obi-Wan cape and hood. Creepy as shit.
Actually, I was talking about this list with one of our very good friends who's a big wrestling fan. And I was like, so what's your top five? And one that sticks out to me, he said he wanted the Undertaker entrance as well, but not that Undertaker entrance. He wants the Undertaker entrance where he rides in on a motorcycle, gets off, beats the shit out of the dude, hops back on his motorcycle, and rides up the ramp and leaves. I was like, yeah, it's tough to argue, man.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
That's tough to argue.
Yeah. But his number four is Warrior's Charisma. So then, I know you guys said you both wanted Rock's charisma. I want something different. Warrior was batshit crazy, but he owned it. He used it to his advantage. I want my guy to have that. However, he wants his number three, Ricky Steamboat's nobility.
His nobility?
Yeah. His sense of honor.
Nice.
Which I don't think either of our wrestlers have.
No.
No.
No. Far too many groin kicks from Steve the Wrestler for nobility.
I mean, the finishing move is called the balls on face.
No, balls on neck, thank you.
I apologize.
Balls on neck, face musher, thank you.
You're absolutely correct. I don't know what I was thinking. His number two is Rock's talk to the hand taunt.
Yes, I am familiar. That's awesome.
And for his number one, he wants Dave Bautista's finishing move.
It's like a power bomb style move, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What's it called? Do you know?
The Bautista bomb.
Oh, the Bautista bomb.
I think so.
No, you're correct. Yes. That is what it is.
All right. Well, thank you guys for writing in your top fives. As always, we love, love, love hearing what you guys have to say, especially from massive wrestling fans.
Yeah,
like Duncan Parker Newton Games.
Duncan Parker Newton Games.
Duncan Parker Newton Games.
What was it? Duncan. What was his wrestler name?
Duncan Furious.
Duncan the Wrestler?
How dare you besmirch his name?
Please, Wes the Wrestler.
I'm sorry, Steve the Wrestler.
Don't you dare try to defend his honor. Otherwise, I might get an RKO.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. It's just a good move. So,
I'm about to give you the balls on neck face musher, followed by the RKO.
Well, I'm about to call the dude from down the street wearing no pants to give you the balls on neck face musher.
I mean, that's instant death.
Because you also get the smack on the back from his giant wang as well. There you go, Wes. Steve the Wrestler wins.
Wow. Interference. Okay. Well, guys, again, thank you. But, Steve, we have to move on to this week's top five, which
we
is...
We do. Another new one for us.
That's weird.
This one is a different one.
It's a different one.
Different, as in not the same.
But, Steve, is it the same?
It is not the same.
Okay.
This one is, of course, from the world of TV, video games, and movies. Inspired by those things, we have to put 5 tattoos on our body. So they have to be on the body at the same time. So we can't say, I want this tattoo on my left shoulder. And my next tattoo, I also want that on my left shoulder. I'd really like my third tattoo on my left shoulder. No dice. All on the body, all the same time. And they can't be little tiny throwaway tattoos like underneath your big toe. They are legit tattoos, and it got to have 5 of them.
It's interesting that you said inspired by TV, movies, and video games, because I did not keep that in mind. I just kept it. I was just thinking of tattoos that I would actually get.
Oh, right. Well, obviously, Wes, since this is your first appearance on the podcast where we talk about TV, video games, and movies, I could see why this would slip your mind.
Well, good, so you understand.
Yeah, obviously.
By the way, thank you for having me on.
You're so much better than the guy I normally do this podcast with.
Does he forget sometimes? That
All the time. All of the time.
And you think you remember. You guys do this show weekly.
Yeah, like over 100 times. Same caveats being at least somehow related to TV, video games, and movies.
Man, he must be an idiot.
He sounds just like the dumbest, bloody mouth, stupid wrestler you could imagine.
Well,
wherever he is, I hope his gum grafts are bleeding right now.
Well, this will be an interesting top five. Then, I mean, I can alter some of them to echo TV, video games.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I feel like if you can't connect it in, then you failed. Because I feel like almost anything somehow you can say is inspired by something from these things. So the choice is yours of how you want to get there, but you have to find a way to tie it in. That's okay. Your challenge now.
Okay. Well, let's start with your number 5.
All right. So my number 5, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pretend that you are going to be my tattoo artist.
Ah, I see what you're doing.
And so I'm going to try to explain to you the tattoo I am seeking upon my supple body.
That's right. Supple.
My supple, supple tattoo virgin body. By the way, for the record, neither of us have tattoos.
Yeah.
And I don't think you or I have plans to actually get any tattoos either.
No.
Nothing against tattoos?
Yeah. In fact, just don't believe in them.
They don't exist.
That's right.
I don't feel any desire to have a tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Generally speaking. I like really cool tattoos.
Yeah.
But I just don't. It's not my thing.
Yeah, like even these top five, at least on mine, maybe I can see myself getting my number one, but that's it.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, this is for funsies. This is not on the list, not on the old bucket list here or anything.
Sure.
All right, so my number 5. So tattoo artist Wes, thank you for taking your nose piercing out.
You're welcome.
Oh, God. So. We both live in Chicago, And
that's correct.
Should I keep
you know what? You could just shut up.
Because
I feel like you're trying to be like some sort of like tough British guy for some reason. Just real bad at it.
I was picturing troll.
A troll?
Yeah.
Oh, a tattoo troll.
Yeah, yeah.
You obviously are.
Tattoo troll.
You're very experienced with tattoos.
Yeah. That's right. I don't believe in tattoos. You just covered this. They only exist in magical lands.
So Chicago has the best flag of a city, period. And for those who are not aware, it is four red stars. And the back of the flag is white. There's like a blue stripe at the top and a blue stripe at the bottom. I love this city and I hate this city. I love everything about the city except for the political corruption and the price of the city. So if I'm getting a tattoo, I'm probably going to have something related to Chicago and what is most representative of Chicago, and that would be the Blues Brothers, I think.
Okay.
So I'm going to have a merger of the Chicago flag. And have you ever, you've never seen Blues Brothers, right?
No.
Okay. It's another big miss for you. Another big miss.
It's the sequel to E.T., correct?
Correct.
That's right.
So this whole, I mean, there's others in the, I mean, Rocky IV is also part of this this movie series.
Well, you'd think that it was a follow-up to Rocky III.
Incorrect.
Oh, wow.
Common misconception. It's possibly the best trilogy of all time. E.T., The Blues Brothers, Rocky IV.
So, Rocky IV is the third movie?
It's the third movie.
I can see why people make the mistake.
It's very common.
Wow.
It's okay. It's all right. Not a lot of people know that.
Okay.
It's okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have, and I think, I know where two of my are going. I'm going to put this, I think it's going to go on my back, like on my back left shoulder blade.
Okay.
It's probably going to be about the size of, let's say, a cell phone. It's going to be horizontal kind of flag. Yeah, about the size of a cell phone.
Okay.
An iPhone 5S.
Oh.
Specific.
Okay.
On my back left shoulder. And so I'm going to have the four red stars, the lines above and below. And I think around the top left corner, I'm going to have the black tie of the Blues Brothers, like two ties hanging down on top of each other on that corner. And then like underneath it, it'll say something like Sweet Home Chicago or something like that. Because the last song they sing one of the songs they sing in the movie is "Back to That Same Old Place, Sweet Home Chicago."
Yeah.
So that would be for the Blues Brothers because I love that movie, and it would also be just because that's my home. That's Chicago. So it kind of kills two birds with one stone.
Okay. Well, my number five, I had to take this one out and I had to replace it with something TV, video game, movies related. So my new number five is from the movie Braveheart, inspired.
You're just gonna tattoo your face blue?
Yes. No. I love a good quote, Steve. I
me
mean,
too.
Everyone says that about me. Like, you know that West kid? He loves a good quote.
Wait, is it the tall, gangly one or the one that loves the quote? I think they're the same.
So, tattoo troll, Steve.
yes. Welcome to my tattoo dungeon.
On the right side of my back, about halfway down, right at the bottom of my ribs-ish.
Your ribs.
Okay. Stop looking at me so hungrily. it's going to be, I like the way you described it, the iPhone 5 size.
Okay.
And it's going to be a heart, like you see truckers have with mom and like a ribbon across from it.
Yeah.
Taking the ribbon out. We're just going to keep that heart. And it's going to be like the Mel Gibson paint job on his face. It's going to be partly white and partly blue. Okay? And then under it, it says, not every man dies. Or, I'm sorry, every man dies. Not every man truly lives.
All right, I got it. I'm going to put a heart that says mom. It says, not every man dies. Every man loves his mother. I got it.
God damn it, tattoo troll.
Hey, you said it.
Every man dies, not every man truly lives. Probably the quote. Well, the freedom quote as well.
Yeah.
But one of the best quotes from that movie.
Just as a as a troll tattoo master. Just okay. a thought. What if instead of the classic arrow through the heart, what if you had the Braveheart sword through, like, this side?
Well, I thought that was, you know, unspoken.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Come on. What else would you have?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Not bad. Not bad for coming off the top of my head, right?
I mean, that's a pretty awful tattoo. But
oh, no, come on. That's a kick at you. You'd see that on me. You'd be jealous.
Okay, okay. Not bad for off the cusp. Off the cuff, I should say. Not bad. Okay.
Definitely right. Not bad for off the cusp either.
No, no. So my number, that brings my number four.
Okay.
All right. So combination of two things going into this tattoo. This is where I really wish I had, like, big, muscular shoulders instead of these tiny little noodle arms that I have. Just give them the tattoo troll a bigger canvas to work with to really flesh this out.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
And there's also a pun in there because we're talking about the skin as a canvas.
Ah.
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 Ah. Do you see? Do you see how I've learned?
Yes, I do.
That's what Steve the Wrestler does.
Oh, God.
One of my favorite books as a child. It's going to sound weird to say, but anyone else has read it, they know. It is The Saggy Baggy Elephant.
No, it makes complete sense.
Elephants are my favorite animal.
Yes.
So what I would want is both... So there'd be the nostalgia factor of the childhood, but I'm gonna up it. I'm going to up it now because I'm a man now.
Mm-hmm.
With at least one... This is on my left... it's on my left shoulder. Right at the top of the shoulders where it's going to begin coming down my bi/triceps.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to be the face of an elephant. An elephant.
Okay.
So it's going to be like...
From Lord of the Rings?
From Lord of the Rings. That's what we're doing. So basically an elephant face with a long trunk that's going to come down like to my elbow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to have the big, long tusks that come off the sides as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not talking saggy baggy elephant, crappy animated, like terrible cartoon on there. We're talking super realistic, in-depth, like with the big, like the ears are going to come like on the towards the inside, towards my armpit kind of area there.
Sure.
And around the back. And this really nicely shaded big elephant head that is going to come down with the big tusks come off the side. It takes up my entire spindly little arm. But in my world, I have at least one big muscular shoulder and one tiny little shoulder over here. So I'm going big elephant on the left upper arm.
Man, I think most of our tattoos in the real world, if we were to go to, like, a biker bar, would get us beaten up.
I mean, it's going to be a badass war elephant, dude. It's better than a mom tattoo.
But I didn't get
no,
a
no,
mom.
I'm not saying your tattoo.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying there's dudes out there with mom tattoos. But, like, dude, fuck your mom.
But you can't say that to him.
I will say my elephant fucked your mom.
Oh, God. And those are your famous last words. And on your tombstone.
And I'm out. And that's when I got the balls on neck face musher for real, and I died.
Right.
I died. Go big elephant.
I was thinking more like all these tears on my face, for one for every man I've killed. Like, well, I have an elephant on my shoulder.
But it's a big-ass war elephant.
Okay.
I was thinking about doing the 1-2-3 kick elephant,
yeah.
But or doing like a sad Dumbo elephant, but no, I'm going war elephant.
Well, yeah, that's, what else would you pick?
I mean, the saggy bag elephant.
Okay. Well, my number four, and this is the only one that's just maybe a little too sappy. I love dogs. I've always loved dogs. And I love my dog who's sleeping right next to me right now. And so I want, over my heart, I just want a paw print. I just realized I should have chosen the color. So I'm going to go for alliteration.
A purple paw print?
Nope, I take that back.
Yeah, good.
What color, tattoo troll, what color should I pick? What do you recommend?
Blood red.
Blood red. That's an option.
meat brown.
Meat brown or blood red. You know what, Tattoo Troll? You just go back to shutting up over there.
Okay.
And I'm debating also on whether or not to include one of those quotes that I love. Something like, a dog is the only thing that will love you more than you love yourself, or something like that.
Oh, that'd be awful.
I know.
That would be truly awful. Oh, why don't you just also tattoo a hand masturbating yourself? Good God. Please no.
Or maybe just the paw print.
Hey, just brainstorming here.
Just throwing out ideas.
Okay.
See what sticks.
Is it going to be the paw print of young Sammy here?
I think it has to be the paw print of young Sammy.
Right. Is it two paws or is it just the one paw over your heart?
See, I think it's going to have to be, it's one paw print, his paw print enlarged.
Okay, to what size?
The size of a melon. No, the size of, let's say, like, I wanted a good size, you know what I mean? So maybe like a small apple.
I mean, I know, I'm sorry.
That's sorry, is apple not a unit of measurement?
It's just I know the size you're talking about. It's just a strange way to put it for some reason to me. I don't know. I mean, I love you the size of a small apple. Man, you should have seen the size of the poop I took. It was the size of a small apple. I don't know, is that a big poop? I don't know, but that's what the size it was.
Well, why are you looking at me weird?
Okay. All right. So, do you think all future dogs that you could potentially own will also get a paw print on you?
Yeah, of course. I don't know if it's just going to overlay one on top of the other or just go down my chest or something.
You have like this weird trail of mismatched paws going up your body?
Or maybe just all around my left, my left chest area, just around the nipple.
Just that's what the ladies like. Paws around the nipples. Ladies, please. There's only so much West pectoral meat to go around.
And I also suffer from the wiener shoulders like you do. So, and I just have a scrawny-ass chest as well. Not a lot of paws can go around the nipple.
Man. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Is it going to be signed by Sammy as well?
That has to be it.
Are you going to make a little signature underneath?
Yeah, yeah.
Say Sammy J?
Maybe like the mom ribbon across the paw print, maybe?
Okay.
With Sammy?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
Right? I mean, why are you treating me like Arkham Origins? God.
Hey, once we get into your top three, those are the money picks right there.
those are the ones that are going to blow your dick off.
Then I feel, for my own safety, we need to call this right now. Because, contrary to popular belief, I need this dick. I cannot have it just blown off all willy-nilly like. Okay, right. So you have a trail of paw prints all over your body. But just for the record, you really reminded me of the female rapper Eve, because she has two prints on her boobs.
Wait, two paw prints or
two paw
photos
prints.
Of prints on her boobs?
Two paw prints on her boobies.
Got it. Bless you, Steve.
Thank you. So that goes to my number three. You are going to hate my number three.
I can't wait.
But it is important to me, and you're going to hate the way where I put it. You're going to hate everything about it.
It's a picture of you, Wes, with a circle with a lion through it.
So just in case I ever have a coma, I go into a coma and forget, I can wake up just like Memento and look at my own body and say, fuck that guy. I will also have an anti-Prometheus tattoo on my body, so I will know to never watch it again. Good. Glad I got those out of the way.
I am going to pay to have that tattoo removed.
Well, I'm in a coma?
Yeah.
Like, doctor, please, we can't pull the plug, but we sure as hell need to remove that tattoo. Can we just put a giant paw print over it?
And leave this DVD of Prometheus next to him if you don't mind.
Please. A, he hates that movie. And B, he hates DVDs. If it's not Blu-ray, he doesn't watch it. But he doesn't know that yet.
That's right. Woo! Okay.
Anyway, so what you're actually going to hate. This is a quote from me as well.
Oh, I love quotes.
There was one of two quotes to put on me.
Number one was, what are you talking about?
Followed by, what are you talking about?
All right.
They're both from the movie Fight Club.
Okay.
So this quote, because this is a tattoo for me. This is not a tattoo for anyone else really to see. It is going to go on my right mid-thigh. So, yeah. Yep, and I'm showing you the supple whiteness of that thigh right now.
Yep, right in the bone zone.
Right in the old boner zoner. Right, so I'm getting my dick tattooed. And it's going to be a hidden phrase. It's going to say one thing when I am flaccid, and then they will see the horrifying true quote written on my penis. No, the quote is going to be on my thigh, and I know you're going to hate it, but I don't care. It is going to say, the quote from Fight Club is, you are not your fucking khakis. It is going to be on my leg. The reason for that, and I know you're giving me the look right now. You're giving me the look, and this is why it's on there. Because sometimes I get caught up with having things and not having things that other people have.
I thought you had, like, existential crises where you're looking at a pair of khakis and you're like, am I that?
Again, once I go into a coma, I need to know I am not a pair of khakis. Sometimes I get caught up in the what I have, the have and have nots game. Sometimes I do. So basically, every single day, I will have the reminder basically just to myself to, because the quote that I like better from Fight Club, but I don't want this much tattooed on me, is the, we buy things with money, or we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like or we don't care about.
Yeah.
And that's probably more true to what I actually want, but I don't want that whole thing mm-hmm. tattooed on my body, because also, like, if someone happens to see that, like, oh, what's that tattoo? And then I say it, it's like, oh, wow, you're really kind of a dick, aren't you? Like, I feel like I can explain the you are not your fucking khakis more than the other quote.
The other quote is self-explanatory.
Yeah, it really, there's not a whole lot of gray area in that.
Yeah.
So I'm putting that there basically just for myself. And really, it's so that when I'm taking the old dumparoo in the morning, it is right there.
Is it going to be facing you?
I haven't decided. I'm pretty sure it's going to be facing me because it's a tattoo for me.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's going to be right there.
Sure.
So I'm going to look at it and it's going to read correctly to me.
It'd be so interesting if you got it up on your pec muscle or what passes for a muscle on
right?
you. Right. And it's backwards, like in a mirror, like ambulance is.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I can only see it looking in a mirror.
Yeah.
Read it correctly. Yeah. So,
sure.
So that's why it is. And I'm not going to add, like, the little, like, Fight Club soap or anything. It is just that line of dialogue or of text.
Okay. I like it. Why did you think I was going to hate that?
Because you gave me the look right away. It needs explanation.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay. Well, thank you for explaining it. Well, now, my number three, and again, better hold your dick on, by the way. My number three is going on my left arm, just below the shoulder. Picture a skull and crossbones. We're talking about the size of a medium-sized apple. And we're taking away the skull, and we're keeping the crossbones.
Okay.
We're replacing the crossbones with two microphones, because these last 2.5 years has been a a really fun and interesting and at times a crazy experiment that you and I have done. The fact that it's crazy is that we have people who listen to us every single week and write in. Because I don't know if you guys know this, we're both idiots.
Well, I think that's pretty clear.
That's pretty clear. And then we had we experimented with 5play.net, which of course is still up if you want to see any of our other experimental podcasts. Oh, by the way, we are going to be bringing back a podcast maybe next week, maybe the week after, but we will have something coming back that you guys have been asking for. Anyway, this has been a wonderful time in my life, and I want to commemorate that with a medium-sized Apple version of mics as crossbones.
Is there going to be anything atop of the mics?
It's not like where the skull should be.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just a microphone X.
Yeah, well, I thought about putting our faces on there.
Oh, that, no.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I will not have my face tattooed on you.
Yeah, exactly. So right now it's just a microphone X with maybe in like maybe the cords kind of trail down my arm a bit. And yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I know this wouldn't be very cool, but it'd be really funny to me, is if the cord came up your arm and back into your nipple, and that was the jack for the plug. That's just really funny to me.
Sure.
But I feel like you lose the kind of skull and crossbones thing if you don't have the skull part atop it.
I know. I just couldn't think of what I wanted for a skull. You know?
I mean, you can do my troll face on there.
I mean, that's too terrifying.
True. Would it be... What if...
It's...
What if you did like a skull, but what if the two eyes of the skull were like old school, like reel to reel recording wheels?
Oh, that's cool.
And where the mouth section would be like a cassette or something.
Sure.
Like that. More audio related things, but still in the skull.
I mean, we're getting really behind the scenes at Five and Out, but we do record on the audio cassette tape.
On the old reel-to-reel.
That's right. I send these to Brian every single week.
You gotta FedEx them in, and it's expensive. These reels are heavy.
Yeah.
My God.
He keeps asking me to get a computer. I say, what's that?
Every time we need to edit something, we need to physically cut the film, tape it together.
Yeah. It's awful. Just easier to record a whole new podcast.
God, it's so awful. We're so stupid.
Yeah. So, I wanted something to commemorate that. And again, it's not strictly TV, video games, and movies, but it is entertainment related because, you know, of course, the podcasting. So, man, that's a tattoo that I could actually... I'm going to take back what I said before. I can see myself getting this one as well.
Okay.
So
I dig it.
Yeah.
I dig it. And then I can put my signature next to it and you have it tattooed on. It'd be awesome.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Be worth a whole, make your body worth a whole lot more money, Wes.
I'm going to sell my own body.
Don't worry about that. Okay. So originally so this is going to my number two. Originally when I was thinking about these tattoos, a lot of them were small. Like it was the text on my leg. And I made, the elephant is big.
Okay.
But a lot of it was small. Because again, we're not.
I'm sorry. What sized apple is the elephant?
I mean, it's like two grapefruits on top of each other.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's okay. Taking up the whole upper arm.
Okay.
It's big. It's big.
Okay.
But I was like, you know what? If we're just talking fictionally here, you know, let's go fucking big on a tattoo. Let's go big. So, on my other upper arm, on the right arm here, I am going to have a kraken. It's not because of Pirates of the Caribbean, because I don't fucking like those movies.
Yeah.
And it's not because of the rum, because I do love rum, but it's not because of rum.
Is there a Kraken rum?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Krakens are just cool.
Yeah.
They're just cool. So this is what's going to happen. We're going to have, like, the head of the Kraken is going to be on my right shoulder, on my tiny little girly shoulders. So, and then the upper part of my arm and up into kind of my collarbone area is, you know, the Kraken kind of had, like, it's almost like that octopus type where, like, the legs don't come out right away. There's that kind of, like, I don't know, you know, general kind of skin part around, you know what I'm talking about?
Sure. The skirt.
Yeah, it is like the Kraken skirt.
Yeah.
So that part that builds up the Kraken, it's not just the head, it's kind of that little body part.
Okay.
So there's that part that kind of just encroaches into the collarbone and slightly down the, like, mid-tricep. That's when the legs start going. The legs of the Kraken, they're going to come across my chest. And I think, I don't know if I'm going to start with it. It may be a tattoo I add later. The Kraken is probably going to be taking down a big sailboat.
Okay.
A giant sailboat.
Okay.
So I'm going to have the Kraken over here on the right side of the arm. I'm going to have like a tentacle, a leg that kind of comes down my right arm. Just one. So like when I wear a shirt, like mid sleeve or like three quarter sleeve, they'll just see a little bit of it. Like two legs kind of wrapping around my right arm. The other ones are going to come across. You know, let's just go for it. Let's go for the ship. Like basically over my heart.
Yeah.
They're like center chest, mid heart area. Big old like Victorian three mast big sailboat that's being held up in the air. And there's going to be the waves underneath where the Kraken is holding it up in the air and like breaking one of the masts with one of its tentacles, because that is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That is just an awesome thing. So technically it's kind of like Pirates of the Caribbean, because that happens in the movie.
Yeah.
But it is not because of Pirates of the Caribbean. This could also be just an homage to, you know, to the Greek times of Greek mythology of, you know, of the giant sea beasts. They weren't necessarily krakens, but, you know, similar in general.
Yeah. Sure. They're giant sea beasts.
Giant sea beasts, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know what? And so like, I'm going to have one that kind of, like, comes down the back a little bit, like up my shoulder down into, like... There's going to be several tentacles, and it's going to be...
God, sir.
It's going to be cool, man. I told you. If we're going to do fictional tattoos, let's go. Let's go.
My God. God,
let's do it, man.
I can't even imagine.
So it's, I mean, that tattoo would probably take 20 hours, and I would probably go into a coma from pain.
Yeah, and then I'll erase a one tattoo and leave a DVD for you.
So I'm going this, just, you know, it's going to cover a significant portion of my body. Big ass Kraken tearing a boat apart on my body.
Why the Kraken again?
Why
not like a Hydra? Why not a Chimera?
Well, a Chimera is a Chimera is tighter, if you will. Like, I can't get like the sprawling effect, I feel like, with a Chimera as much. Hydra, yeah, I like the kind of like the freedom that the tentacles kind of give you, and you can make them kind of move around your body in the way that you know, like, it provides flow to the tattoo, like, while you're looking at it,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Gives the idea of motion even when you're not moving.
Okay.
Which I think is just a cool design aesthetic. And I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? If I actually had the tattoo, I could totally make up some sort of this deep reason why I have this Kraken on my body. You know, like, you look out at the ocean and all you see, like, you see perfect still, but underneath is this beast of destruction, and that's me. I am the underneath these calm waters. I am like, that's not at all why I would have it.
No, the reason why you have it is because you like the Kraken.
Because it just looks badass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a million reasons you could say why, these deep reasons where you could tell, you know, a girl in a, you know, in a dimly lit bar why you're like so deep because you have this tattoo.
Sure.
Totally make up a whole bunch of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it looks badass.
Sure.
That's really why.
All right.
There you go.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
My number two, I'm going to need a spitball a little bit for this one.
Okay, dokie.
Oh, are you ready? I want it on my back left shoulder.
Okay.
That's going to be my tech side, my tech corner side.
Oh, no.
Yep. I want... Do you know what I'm talking about when I say the Hippocratic staff?
Yeah, that's the...
It's the rod with the wings and the two snakes entwined around it.
Yeah, the prescription medication kind of look, or the doctor symbol.
I want basically that, but replace the rod with the front of a PlayStation, like when you're looking eye level at it with the power buttons and the jacks and stuff. Then replace the snakes at the bottom of the snake's tail, instead of the snake's tails, there are going to be two controllers, and the cords are going to wrap around the PlayStation. And then at the top, where the snake's head should be, will be the controller jacks. And then the wings, I could go really in either way. It could be PlayStation written in such a way it looks like wings, or a PS on one on each side, P and S. It could be wings, but it has my favorite video game characters on the wings.
So for those who are not familiar with it, basically the center of the actual logo, it looks like a pin going down the middle, two snakes intertwined around it, their heads at the top, And then you've got the, if you ever flew on an airline as a kid and they gave you the little wings, mm-hmm. that's exactly what it looks like at the top, around the top of the pin. Mm-hmm. So we've got a vertical standing PS3 in the middle.
Yeah.
We got some controller cords spinning around the top. Mm-hmm. What if the wings were platinum trophies?
Ooh, okay.
Or a couple of trophies kind of like fanned out on either side.
Yeah, yeah.
About that.
I like that.
Maybe
it's platinum trophies at the top, then gold at the bottom, and then silver, and then bronze at the bottom.
I don't know if you can get the delineation of colors in tattoos the way you would want.
You know what? It's a magical land of tattoos, tattoo troll. So
I don't know.
Let's
if,
do it.
I don't know if, and also I don't know if like a platinum is going to look any different than a silver trophy on there as well.
Well, we can hope.
Well, I guess because the design of a platinum trophy is different on the PlayStation world than the other trophies. So you got that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Because that, okay.
There's a lot going on there.
There is a lot going on there. What's,
yeah.
And this, what size is this?
It's smaller.
It's a large apple?
No, it's a small apple. It's going on the back left shoulder. So, you know, women will only see it after they've slept with me.
But it's got to be, to get any sort of definition of this being a PS3 and not just a black rectangle.
All right.
And black cords. It's got to be of some size.
That's true. It's got to be. You know what? I think you're right. I think it has to be a large apple.
I think you're talking two large apples on top of each other.
Whoa.
I think you got it, man.
Oh,
I think you've got to. Otherwise, you won't be able to tell what it is.
That's true.
And what about maybe as like a background kind of thing, like a shadow behind it? What if you had the square, circle, triangle, X somehow incorporated in there as well, perhaps?
Whoa. Like the two above the wings, two below the wings.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Get your PS buttons going.
Oh, yeah. I like where this is going.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
You have the tattoo stuff ready, right?
The stuff. I got the stuff. Yeah. I got the tattoo stickers.
All right. Let's do this, man.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You're paying homage to the great PlayStation.
Of course. How's your dick doing, by the way?
Haven't
blown it off yet.
It's so gone.
Okay.
So just tiny little bloody bits.
I'm so sorry.
All right. So talking about a tattoo you would actually get, this is one that I would consider actually getting. And it's actually, this is tough because it's all from the same world. And there's a couple of different parts that I don't know exactly which one I would want, but I'm down with getting a Calvin and Hobbes tattoo.
Okay.
So.
Of Calvin peeing?
Just everywhere.
Yeah.
I want several tattoos of him just peeing on various things.
Sure.
I really, really dug Calvin and Hobbes when I was a young man. And I don't sit down and read Calvin and Hobbes now, but sometimes I spend a half hour and just flip through a bunch of Calvin and Hobbes stuff, and it hits me in such a different way, and it's just so great. It's so great.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of specific panels iconic moments of Calvin and Hobbes that I would like to have on me, mm-hmm. I suppose. And for various reasons as well. So, I don't know. I think this tattoo may, I mean, if I've got the Kraken going on, I kind of want to keep it away from the Kraken.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
I don't want Calvin and Hobbes getting intertwined with this Kraken.
That is dangerous.
I might. So if that's the case, it may have to go on the back.
Okay.
But you know what? It also could go. This could be like a right inner forearm tattoo, perhaps.
Okay.
Like right underneath my elbow in there, the little elbow pocket.
So they snuck in beneath the Kraken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it'd be something that I would want to see regularly, I
sure.
think. And, you know, actually, I put it on the left. Keep it away from the Kraken.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll put it underneath the elephant down there.
Okay.
That's fine. That's much. The elephant will protect Calvin and Hobbes from the Kraken.
Sure.
So the...
you know, elephants and tigers, they're brothers in arms.
You know, brothers in arms.
Oh!
The puns are rolling today. So the obvious pick is the let's go exploring one.
Okay.
And that's where Calvin and Hobbes are both like mid-air. They're on a sled. I believe it's the last frame of Calvin and Hobbes, actually. This of that he did.
Okay.
And it's like, let's go. So that frame of them going, that was the first thing that came to my mind. But then there's a couple other ones that are really great to me. And one of them is Calvin and Hobbes laying, they're both reclining against the trunk of a tree. And like the leaves are out over them. And it says, I suppose it'll all make sense when we grow up. As they lean back together, just chilling underneath the tree. And I really like that. Because I can...
Yeah.
I think it's something we've talked about, especially this last year, while turning 30. I'm 30. Aren't I... Isn't it supposed to be like this? Aren't I... Isn't it supposed to be this? You know, these thoughts. And you realize you never necessarily grow up. And, like, it never makes sense.
Yeah.
The world never makes sense.
Yeah.
So... I like that, but I also like it's a little more sad in a way. But I don't think this isn't from the actual comic, but it is a guy's drawing of this. It's Calvin wearing a black suit and a black tie and a white shirt, and he's got a briefcase and he's clearly walking to work, and he has his little like mind bubbles, and it has in his mind, he's thinking of the let's go exploring. It's the sled shot.
Uh-huh.
So it's Calvin's grown up a bit. He's at work, and he is now, you know, longing for the let's go exploring thing. Mm-hmm. And as now an older guy going to work, and, you know, I can relate to that as well. So it kind of gets both sides of the coin of the youthful optimism and, you know, holding on to that,
mm-hmm.
as well as having the... This is the 9-to-5. This is what you got to do to survive. Like, don't let that get you down. You know, sort of thing. Like,
have you seen? I might have told you about it on this very podcast. Have you seen the fan art of Calvin and Hobbes, where Calvin's all grown up and he has a daughter?
Yep.
And
isn't it Hobbes and Bacon, or something like that? Because his daughter's name is Bacon.
But is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And he gives the Hobbes to the daughter, and like you see the daughter and Hobbes walking off in the background, and Hobbes is full, like fully sized.
Yeah,
that breaks my heart.
Yeah, because the first comic of that is Calvin older as a dad, and you hear "Dad," and she says something like, "The toy I have like won't scare away the monsters." Actually, I think she's like, "Donald Trump is hiding in my closet," I think is what it says.
Oh my god!
It's like I need, and he goes, "Yeah, I've got something for you," and he reaches up into the closet. And pulls out Hobbes, mm-hmm. you know, and you can see it's just stuffed animal Hobbes, and then he gives it to his daughter. He walks away, and she's like, "Do you eat little girls?" It's like, "No, I eat mostly tuna." And the next panel is them in the kitchen with him eating a little can of tuna, and her like, "We've also got sardines in this," and then that's the first one, and yeah,
I didn't know this is an actual comic strip.
He hasn't done a ton of them, but there's five or six, I think, maybe a few more.
Sure.
So I find in this particular moment in my life that Calvin and Hobbes is this great, great example of youthful optimism with just enough pessimism thrown into it for my liking.
A lot of pessimism in
there. Yeah, and, you know, enough satire that there are so many different panels that really hit me in a good way, but I want to hold on to that youthfulness. And not that I have a child now, but I want to keep like all those feelings of like childhood toys and like passing this, you know, excitement about life on to, you know, like, and there's something about Calvin Hobbes that does that for me. So I need to find the perfect one that fits. But at this point, it might just be the let's go exploring or like, but it's going to go on the arm and that's going to be,
sure.
It's going to be there. And that's okay. So. All the other tattoos can be hidden, basically. But that one is out, so that if I have a son or a daughter, they can ask me about it, and right away, and I'll be like, let's go exploring. Let's go.
Well, you know, if Kratos James sees that, he's going to be like, lame, and then chop off your arm. You know that, right?
As he tries to, I will then flash the Kraken at him.
Oh, no!
And he'll be like, Father, you are indeed mighty!
Well, okay, so my number one, that's a very good number one,
thank
Steve.
You.
Very
thank you.
Heartfelt, I mean, you can wipe the single tear away from your eye. You don't have to keep it there.
Oh, I'll let my Kraken do it for me.
Okay, good. My number one, we've talked about it before. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it. It's going to be the largest tattoo of them all. It's going to be the quote, your life is yours alone, rise up and live it, in like medieval, kind of, medieval text, if you will. But the sword, it's from the Sword of Truth series of novels, and I want the Sword of Truth to be piercing the quote, kind of diagonal, like it's a scabbard over the back. Does that make sense?
It does. That means, you know, on your back, you're going to have two things with swords in them.
What's the other one?
The Braveheart heart.
I want a lot of swords.
Oh my God,
on
I just realized
back.
You have a brave heart.
Yes, exactly.
Oh
you
God,
dummy.
Brave heart.
That's
on your
right.
Back. We have more puns than we even knew.
I know.
Well, you didn't know.
That's why I picked a heart.
Oh. I didn't even think about it.
Well, come! I thought it was so obvious that even the biggest dummy in the world...
Well, it just took me a few minutes.
So yeah, man, don't have to spend too much time on it, but that's what I want, dude.
Well, when you say medieval text, are we talking like a calligraphy-style cursive, or are we talking the more block print...
Calligraphy-style cursive.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, my voice is... Not only am I a little mush-mouthed from the gum grafts, my voice is starting to go, too.
All right, so what's the quote one more time?
Your life is yours alone. Rise up and live it.
Okay, and where is the sword?
Sword is... So it's going to be a couple lines long with your life is yours alone. You know, hit enter on the space bar. Or hit
return.
Enter on the keyboard. And then it's rise up and live it. And
okay.
The Sword of Truth is piercing those two lines diagonally, and the sword, you can find a lot of pictures of it online, but it's this intricately carved sword with the word truth on the hilt, and it's...
Is it like a broad sword, or is it like
yes.
a...
Yes, okay. It's not a rapier or anything.
Okay, all right. I actually like that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, all of mine are pretty cool.
The brave heart. Oh, God. Oh, God. So why don't you recap your top five?
Well, okay, we have the brave heart.
Oh.
My number four is the Sammy paw print over my heart. A lot of hearts in here. My number three is the two mics on my
heart.
Crossbone style on my left arm. My number two is the Hippocratic staff with, you know, this PlayStation-ified on my back left shoulder. On my back right shoulder, I want the your life is yours alone. Rise up and live it with a sword piercing those two lines.
My number five is the Chicago flag with the Blues Brothers ties. Sweet Home Chicago, that's my number five. Number four is going to be the elephant on my left shoulder going down to the elbow, the war elephant. My number three is going to be I am not my fucking khakis on my right thigh where I can read it. My number two is the big one. It's the Kraken. My right shoulder releases the Kraken, and it destroys the ship in the middle of my chest. And number one, I have yet to decide the ideal panel, but it is going to be Calvin Hobbes on my left forearm, the size of it's like a pack of cigarettes.
All right.
Like that. Something like that.
Sure.
So those are my top five. Just real quick, I'm going to throw a couple of things I thought about real quick. I thought about the Game of Thrones sigils
on
me at some point, which I think are pretty cool. I also thought about getting a tattoo that was like the Indiana Jones hat, a whip, and like Han Solo's laser gun all together in some cool arrangement as just an homage to the action of my youth. And I love The Matrix, but I thought it'd be really cliche to get like some sort of Matrix tattoo. But I thought like on my left shoulder, on my back, or my left back, what was that, my lat?
Yeah, sure. Your reverse pec?
The Matrix, like binary code, kind of the Matrix code.
Yeah.
Coming down into this, like, photorealistic, like, landscape kind of thing.
Sure.
So it fades into that, which I thought would actually be kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's why there's a couple little honorable mentions, couple tattoos out there now.
Cool, cool. Well, guys, thank you all so much for listening. As always, we want to hear what tattoos you guys would want.
Yeah, because this is a time to let those creative muscles be flexed, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and if you've got cool tattoos, take a picture. Send them in. Let us see it. We'd love to.
That's right. You can leave a comment here on oneofus.net. You can send us an email and pictures at 5playnet@gmail.com. Facebook and Twitter, it's right around the corner.
It's right there. Just gotta pay the Twitter demons and we're good to go.
Pay the Twitter demons, huh?
Yes. How else do you get an account?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what they told me.
But as always, I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
That was 5.
And we're out.